The bright yellow in the piazza is repeated in the large pile of bananas lying in the foreground. 23 bananas hang from the branch in an enormous bunch, the shape of which echoes the narrowing V shape of the plinth on which they sit. Like the architecture, the facets of the bananas have been emphasized so that they look chiseled rather than soft. We can see that the fruit is ripe, as lines of brown discoloration appear along their edges and in patches across the yellow skin. In places, the underside of the bananas reflect the grey-green colour of the plinth. This gives some of them the curious impression of being both ripe and unripe at the same time. Slightly incongruously, one banana lies separate from the bunch in the top right corner of the plinth. The scale of all of the elements in the painting is ambiguous, each object refusing to act as a reliable guide to the size of any other. If we use the bananas as our standard, the statue appears to be somewhat less than life-size. But equally, we might choose the statue itself as a gauge, in which case De Chirico is presenting us with an oversized bunch of bananas. The sculpted female torso is positioned so that her hips face slightly away from us and towards the colonnade. Her body is then twisted sharply towards us at the waist, as if she were trying to look over her right shoulder at the ground behind her. This means that we can see both her buttocks as well as her breasts in three-quarter profile, which, although unnatural, is dramatic in this otherwise actionless scene. Despite its lack of head and limbs, the statue is as close as we come to a human presence in the picture. De Chirico enjoyed the way sculpture could capture in cold, lifeless stone a sense of the life and energy of its subjects long after the subject itself had passed on. In other paintings from this period, his city squares include the statue of Ariadne, who in Greek mythology helped Theseus escape from the labyrinth and the Minotaur. However, if this is Ariadne, her dismembered body offers little hope of escape from this scene. Her lifeless permanence, however, does draw our attention to the gradual decay of the bananas next to her, the only objects in the piazza which do not seem immune to the passing of time. Although the surface of the marble is smooth, De Chirico has used hatched lines to describe the shadows around the curves of the torso. These dark, forceful lines are consistent with De Chirico's mark-making elsewhere in the painting, but here they also seem to mimic the impressions left by a sculptor's chisel. The shadow cast by the bananas and the statue has only a passing relationship with the forms that create it. Like the shadow of the colonnade, it is a severe geometric shape, creating a zigzag beneath the fruit and the sculpture. By depicting the shadow at all, De Chirico appears to be adhering to some sense of naturalism, but by depicting it in this way, oddly unrelated to the objects above it, he shatters the illusion in the same gesture.
You have reached the end of your exploration of this artwork.